सहनाभवतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सो एज रिक्वेस्टेड बाय अर्जुन लॉर्ड कृष्णा प्लेस द चैरियट इन बिटवीन टू आर्मी एंड सेड पार्थ पश्य एतान संवेतान कुरुनीति ओ पार्थ ओ अर्जुन नाउ यू सी ऑल द कुरुज दोज यू आर स्टैंडिंग ऑन द एनमी साइड यू कैन सी देम तत्र पश्यत स्थितान पार्थ पितृनत पितामहान एंड व्हाट पार्थ इज सीइंग नाउ पार्थ इज सीइंग देयर फादर ग्रैंडफादर आचार्य मामा brother, maternal uncle, putra, son, pautran, grandsons, friends, he is seeing all these. Not enemies. He has gone to see the Maharathis on the other side, who are the people who are assembled to fight with him. Instead of seeing enemies, he is seeing all relatives. Then what happened? Kripya paravishta visidan idam abravit. Immediately one emotion came, emotion of pity, and overwhelmed him. And after that, Arjun said, Drishte evam swajanam krishna yusam samupasthitam sidanti mam gatrani mukham cha parisushyati bebhatoscha sarire me rom harsascha jayate. Sidanti mam gatrani, my limbs are failing now. I am feeling weak. Mukham cha parisushyati, and the mouth is parched. Bepatuscha sarireme, I am not able to control my emotions and it is expressing now. The other people can also see because I am trembling. Rom harsa jayate, and the hairs are standing. Then Gandivam sansasthite, and Gandiv, the bow is now slipping from my hand. Twak chaiva paridahyate, and twak, the skin is also burning. Nacha saknopi avasthatum. Now I am not able to stand. Later on he will sit down also. Brahmati vachame mana, and my mind is reading. So all three important instruments, kaya, vacha, mansa. Kaya means body. Body has become weak. He is trembling. Vacha, speech also, mouth is parched. Mansa, mind is reeling. All three instruments are not available to Arjun now at this point of time. And as such a person will see Nimittani Chapasyami, Viparitani Kesava. And at that time he is seeing Kesava, I am seeing all the bad opens I am seeing. Nacha Shreyo Anupasyami Hatva Swajanam Ahave. In this battle, in this Ahave, in this Yuddha, I am not seeing anything Shreya coming out of this. Shreya means I am not seeing any drishtaphal or adrishtaphal. Drishtaphal, seeing. The fruit which you can see. Adrishtaphal, the fruit which you are not seeing now. Not seeing. So what is the drishtaphal? He said, na kanche bijan Krishna. I don't need any victory. Na cha rajyam, I don't need rajya also, kingdom also I don't want. Sukhanicha, and the enjoyment, pleasure of the kingdom also, I don't need it. Kimna Rajya na Govinda, what will we use this Rajya? Not only that, bhogai to jivitena va, why should we live? Mar jana acha hai, kis liye kya? Why should we stay alive? Yesam arthe kanchitam no, rajyam bhoga sukhani cha. We came here to fight with the people who are all standing here on the both sides. They are our subject. If these people are killed, on whom we will be ruling? And these people have come with a firm standing that they are ready to die and they have renounced their wealth also. And who are these people? Not enemy. Acharya, Pitra, Putra, Stataivacha, Pitamaha, Matula, Sasura, Pautra, Seala, Sambandine, Stata. Again, he is still seeing relatives. This is wrong understanding. A soldier is supposed to see enemies, not relatives. But he is seeing relatives. That means he is considering himself as a family man there in the battlefield. That is the wrong understanding of Arjuna and which has created all this problem. Now etan na hantum ichhami gnotopi madhusudana api trailokya sa rajasya heto kimnu mahi krite etan na hantum ichhami. I don't want to kill them. Since he is not able to see any solid fruit of action, drishtaphal and adrishtaphal, therefore he has come to the conclusion etan na hantum ichhami. I don't want to kill them. Gnotipi or Madhusudan, if they want to kill me, let me kill. Api trailokya rajasya heto kimna mahukrite. Even if somebody wants to give me the kingdom of three loka, three worlds, bhubhuvasuha, still I will not fight. What to talk about this Indraprastha? We are fighting for a small kingdom. I am not going to fight. Next argument, 36.
Verse 36. Nihatya dhartha rastanah. Nihatya dhartha rastanah. Ka pritisya janardana. Ka pritisya janardana. Papam eva shrayedasman. Papam eva shrayedasman. Hatvaitanatatayinah. Hatvaitanatatayinah. Nihatya dhartarashtranna. Ka pritisya janardana. Papameva shrayedasman hatvaitanatatayinah.
Killing the sons of Dhritarashtra, what pleasures can be ours, O Janardana? What will pleasure will get by killing all these people? On the other hand, what will happen? Papam ev asrayet asman hatva etan attaina. Papam, sin, ev, only, asrayet will accrue. Asman, to us. He is not saying to me. He is talking to Lord Krishna. And he is saying that you are also party to this sin. You are adding and abetting in this battle. You are my charioteer. So asman, both of us will be getting pap only. Hatva etan atataina. Hatva, by killing this atataina. This atataina word is very good. Arjun is saying these are all felon, atatai, they are terrorists. And according to our Shastra, all the felon atatai should be killed straight away. They should not be given a chance for any justice and all that also. Just kill. Gurudev writes, Sridhar Swami explains that those who have done six kinds of crimes toward others are felons. They are. Set fire to the house of another person. Kaurav have set fire to a Lakshagraha. Poison him. They gave poison to Bhim. With sword in hand, fall upon him to kill and murder. There, if somebody is attacking you at that time, you can, in self-defense, can kill also. Steal his wealth. They have stolen, Kaurav has stolen the kingdom of Pandava. His land. Land also they have stolen. His wife. They misbehaved with Draupadi also. So on all six counts, the Kaurava Ratatai, even one is sufficient. But on all six counts, they are Atainan. The Kaurava brothers had committed all these felonies upon the Pandavas, and therefore they deserve to be killed. But Arjun says here that according to Dharma Shastra, non-killing is the fundamental principle of Hindus, and therefore sin alone could be reward for killing these fellows. He is thinking in Dharma Shastra, Satyam, Ahimsa, these are the values, Brahmacharya. So we should not do Hinsa. If we do Hinsa, then Pap will accrue. Here we find the decadent Hinduism polluting its sacred wisdom with the misinterpretation of hasty students and unintelligent followers. No doubt Sanatana Dharma rests upon a triple foundation of Satyam, Ahimsa, Brahmachar. But in the decadence of any religion, its scriptures get misconstrued, misinterpreted by the unintelligent folk who have not been guided to a proper appreciation of great and immoral declarations. Now, Manusmriti says, whether he be Acharya, an old man, or Veda-knowing Brahman, these all people are there on the Kaurav side, on the Pandav side also. Whether the Acharya, Dronacharya is there, Kripacharya is there. Old men, Pitamaha, were all were there on the side of Kaurav also. Veda-knowing Brahman, Kripacharya was Veda-knowing Brahman. If he comes in front as an Atatai, even if a Brahman or if a your teacher or any other person come as an Atatai, he should be killed on the spot without a thought. There is no sin involved in killing a felon. This is Manusmriti. So although he is saying they are atatain, they should be killed, but at the same time he said that we will accrue papa, we will accrue sin if we kill this Kaurav. This is the understanding of Arjun based on Dharma Shastra, based on Ahimsa, non-violence. It is misinterpretation. Next.
Verse 37. Tasmanarhyavayam hantum. Dhartarashtran swabandhavan. Swajanam hi katham hatva. Sukhinasya madhava. Tasmanarhyavahantum. Dhartarashtran swabandhavan. Swajanam hi katham hatva. Tasmat,
therefore. Now the conclusion is coming. This tasmat word will come many times in Bhagavad Gita. Lord will also give his argument and after that he will say tasmat. Now it is the conclusion. Therefore, we should this thing. Tasmat na arhavayam mantum dhartarashtram swabandhavan. Therefore, we shall not kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our relatives. He has concluded, he has seen that there is no Sriya, there is no Drishtaphal and Adrishtaphal, seen fruit of action and unseen fruit of action. We are not going to get anything out of this war, therefore we should not fight. Swajanam hi katam hatva sukhina syam madhava. For how can we be happy by killing our own people, O Madhav? Nobody will be happy by killing his own people. So the Drishtaphal, Rajya, Sukha, I don't need. Adrishtaphal will be Pap. So there is no Sriya. We should not fight. This is the conclusion. Now, Arjun is totally broken down. Totally. His misunderstanding is only two things. There is one Moha, another is Sukha. The Sukha has come because of Moha. What is Moha? Moha is delusion. What is delusion? Wrong understanding. What is wrong understanding of Arjuna at this point of time? His wrong understanding is this, that I am a family man. This is wrong understanding. What is right understanding? That I am here and these people are my enemies. Because of this wrong understanding, because of this Moha, the Visad, the sorrow has come. The emotion of pity has come. So he thinks killing relatives will give pap to both to Arjun and Lord Krishna. They are attain, they need to be killed, but he doesn't want to kill them. Thinking because they are our relatives. What we will get by killing our own relatives? Now he is giving another argument. Verse number 38.
Lobo pahata chetasah.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Mitra drohe cha patakam. Yadyapi ete na pasyanti, lobo pahata chetasah, kulakshaya kritam dosham, mitra drohe cha patakam.
These people standing on the core of side, they are not able to see the effects of the war. Why? Lobo upahata chetasah. Their mind is overpowered by lobe, greed. They are all greedy people. They want to grab kingdom. Kulachayakritam dosam, and the destruction of families, the evils which will be accruing because of the destruction of families, mitra dohe, and the cruelty to the friend, chapatakam, and the sins that will come. These people are not swaying because their minds are overpowered by lobha. So two effects of war now in this sloka Arjuna has said. Number one, destruction of family lineage, no descendants. How many people were there in the war, in the battlefield standing there? 4 million people were standing there on both sides. And we all know none of them will return home except 6-7 people, that's all. And why they have come? Lobha. Everybody is thinking, I will get this part of land and I will get this power, position, and that is why they have all come. And second is mitra doho cha patakam, terrible sin will accrue from the cruelty to the friends. And Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, they are not seeing this. See, Arjun, his own mind is clouded by emotion. And you see how nice arguments he is giving. His mind is clouded. And he is giving these arguments that Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, they are not able to see this thing, that their mind is clouded by lobha. Next.
Verse 39. Katham nageyam asmabhihi.
Katham nageyam asmabhihi.
Papadasman nivartitum.
Papadasman nivartitum.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Kulakshaya kritam dosham.
Prapashyad bhir janardana.
Prapashyad bhir janardana.
Katham nageyam asmabhihi. Papadasman nivartitum. Kulakshaya kritam dosham. Prapashyad bhir janardana.
He's saying, papat asman nivartitum, we should turn away from this pap. Let us go. Why should we do this pap? Katham nageyam asmabhi, why not should we learn or we should know? Kulachaya kritam dosam, the destruction of families, dosh is the evil. Prapasyad vi janardana, we are seeing very clearly. This dosa, kulachaya dosa, we are seeing very clearly. Why should not we, who clearly see evil in the destruction of the family units, learn to turn away from the sin, O Janardhan? After 12 years of preparation for the war, arriving at the battlefield at Kurukshetra, within 2 to 3 minutes, Arjun is saying, let us go back. Armies of the both sides, they have assembled, they are ready to fight. And he's saying, let us go back. Arjun says, we see clearly, we are wise, wise people can see clearly. They are not wise, they are not able to see. Lobha upat chetasa. We are able to see the future. What is that future? We are seeing clearly kulachaya. Kulachaya means the destruction of families. 4 million people are not married, whosoever is married, so many widows will be there. Destruction of family will be there. We are not greedy. Those people are greedy. Lobha upat chetasa. We are not greedy. We are seeing the inherent defects of the war. Why should not we turn away from the war? We are established in the dharma. They are a dharma, but we are righteous people. So let us go back. War is not righteous. Our understanding is clear. Now what will be the dosa of kulachaya dosa? Now he narrates that. Practical and true arguments by Arjun in next 3 verses. Next, 40.
Verse 40. Kulakshaye pranashyanti.
Kulakshaye pranashyanti.
Kuladharma sanatanaha.
Kuladharma sanatanaha.
Dharme nashte kulam kritsnam.
Dharme nashte kulam kritsnam.
Adharmo bhivavattuta. Adharmo bhivavattuta. Kulakshaye pranashyanti. Kuladharma sanatanaha. Dharme nashte kulam kritsnam. Adharmo bhivavattuta.
Kulakshaye pranashyanti. Kuladharma sanatana. When with the destruction of the family, what will happen? The kuladharma, the religious rites which they are observing. Kuladharma sanatana. Pranashyanti. That will perish. So in the destruction of a family, the ancient religious rites of that family will perish. Dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharma abhibhavati utaha. and on the destruction of spirituality, lawlessness indeed will overpower the whole family. Adharma will come. Pranasyanti kula dharma sanatana. What is this kula dharma sanatana? Kula dharma sanatana. Each family has got some religious rites they perform regularly. Those will be all gone, destroyed. Now you see, each family has got a different recipe for sambar, which I experience, because the bhojan is brought by different families. And no two sambars are of the same taste. All are making sambar. And this recipe is transferred from mother to daughter or son, or this way the lineage goes on continuously. Even Vedas were memorized by the families. There used to be Vedi, Dvedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. Vedi means he will memorize one Veda, then he will transfer it to his own children, and this way it will pass on, go on. Vedi, Dvedi, two Vedas, Trivedi, three Vedas, Chaturvedi, four Vedas. What will happen to this? Lost. Kula dharma. You see, the ladies dress up in different parts of India, wearing the sarees also different way. Have you noticed? And they teach their daughters to wear, how to wear the saree. South Indian will wear this way, North Indian will wear this way. Dharma of the South Indian, North Indian is different. In South India, they will chant lot of strotram. North India, ye kya padhta hai? What is this? All different. Then kul dharma is like this. We have seen again earlier, there used to be sona wala, chandi wala, goldsmith, and the family continues the work of goldsmith, ironsmith, same family business continuing. So that will stop. So different way. So there will be fear in the mind of ladies also. When the families are destroyed, the kul are destroyed, there will be fear in the mind of ladies also. And the old values and securities will be lost. Adidharma abhibhavati. Unrighteousness, adharma will come, because the children will not get guidance. All men folk, starting from grandfather to grandson, are standing there in the battlefield. Who is going to guide? Our Dharma Shastra says, first 5 years, the mother should take care of the child. And from the 6 to 15, it is the father who should discipline the child. So all the fathers, 4 million people, are standing there. So who will give them guidance? So children will become indisciplined. Next.
Verse 41. Adharma bhivavat Krishna.
Adharma bhivavat Krishna.
Pradushyanti kulastriyah.
Pradushyanti kulastriyah.
Strishu dushtashu bhashneya.
Strishu dushtashu vashneya.
Jayate varna sankarah.
Jayate varna sankarah.
Adharma bhivavat Krishna. Pradushyanti kulastriyah. Strishu dushtashu vashneya. Jayate varna sankarah.
Adharma abhibhavat. From the prevalence of the adharma, Krishna, Pradushyanti become correct. Kulastriya, the woman of the family, they will become corrupt. How will they be? You see, our Dharma Shastra says, when a daughter is born, that girl child is under the protection of father till marriage. After marriage, she is under the protection of husband. After death of husband, it is supposed to be that the son should take care of mother. So you will find it is a continuous protection shown in our Shastra, right from the birth to death. But now what will happen? Kula Striya, the woman of the family, Strishu Dushtasyu, they will become corrupt. Varsneya, O descendant of Vrishnikul, he is now addressing, Arjuna is addressing Krishna as a Varsneya. How important is the kula, the family? You belong to Varsneya family, kula. Jayate Varna Sankara, and there will be admixture of all the caste. A lot of problem is going to come. So there is a kula dharma will be lost. Number two, indisciplined children. Number the three, ladies will become corrupt. Standard of the society will go down. And women will suffer immensely. Nobody will be there to protect them. Needless suffering will come. Since sufficient men are not there, the ratio between man and woman will be disturbed. You start thinking on these points. The ratio of man, male and female is disturbed. Children will be misguided. Pradushyanti kulastriya, woman gets spoiled, O Varsneya. Because evil-minded people will start taking advantage. Jayate Varna Sankar, and Varna Sankar, this is the most dangerous part. Varna Sankar. What is this Varna Sankar? So unwanted admixture of the caste will happen. Once we went to one school for interfaith thing, the other faith people also came. We were also representing our mission, Hindu Dharma. It was a girls' school. After the end of the discourses by each person, talk by each person, one girl came to me and asked me, my father is this and my mother is this, which dharma should I follow? Should I go to church or should I go to this? Varna Sankar. Admixture of caste. Since sufficient men will not be there, the choice of right partner will be reduced. Even in Indians, what will happen? Right partner. Because Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, not based on the by birth, based on Sattva, Rajas, Tamogun, combination of Sattva, Rajas, Tamogun. The more detail will come in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Lord will say, I have created these four castes based on Guna, Karma, Vibhaga. According to the Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, their combination, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra will be there. Suppose there is a Brahman girl which is predominant sattvic. And if she has to go to a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra, get married to those persons, what will happen? There will be conflict. So that conflict will come. So what will happen then? If there is a conflict in the family, the male will go to pub. Dukh ko hatana hai. Can't stay at home. And when he comes home, and the ladies will use their eyes and tongue to get the things done. They have got these two powers. They will show their red eyes. You have to do it. Family will break and the children will suffer most. One child said, I have got no mother tongue. I have got father tongue. That shows that one parent. Yes, 42.
Verse 42. Sankaro narakayaiva. Kulaknanam kulasyacha. patanti pitaro yesham
patanti pitaro yesham
lupta pindodaka kriyaha
lupta pindodaka kriyaha
sankaro narakayaiva kulaknanam kulasya cha patanti pitaro yesham lupta pindodaka kriyaha
Sankara hai narkaya eva kulghnanam kulasya cha. Confusion of caste leads to the slayer of the family to hell. Patanti pitarahi yesam. Patanti pitarahi yesam lupta pinda udaka kriya. Not only that, the pitar, those who are departed soul, living in the pitralo, they will also fall to narak. They will also fall to narak. Why they will also fall to narak? Because the only legitimate son can do the shraddha and tarpan. Pindadan, shraddha, tarpan is to be done every year. So the descendants are not there, son is not there. Who will give that? So they will also fall from higher loka. So kulahanti iti kulugnanam. Women are forced to go wrong way. They will face hell life. Those who destroy family this way, they also go to narak. Indirectly Arjun is saying, O Krishna, we are going to all these, do these things. So we are going to, where will they go? Naraka. So next two.